So we're on Daf Chav Zayin today. So as you said, Fern, I'm going to begin on Chav Vav Beis at the new Mishnah. So this parak talks about a Ruvi Tchumin. A Ruvi Tchumin is you're allowed to walk 2,000 amot on Shabbos from your habitation. You can walk 2,000 amot. And if you live in a city, it's from the edge of the city. You can walk 2,000 amot, but not more than that. So the Mishnah says, "B'chol ma'arvin mishtafin chutz min amayim u'min ha'melach." Now, let's say I want to establish a different residence for Shabbos, so I put food, you know, two meals worth of food down in a location, and I declare it my makom shvita for Shabbos. That's a ruvei tchumin. So I don't normally live in this place, but I want to establish my place there for Shabbos. And then there's also a ruvei chatzerot. A ruvei chatzerot, I want to unify with all the people in the chatzer, so we get together and we take a piece of food, and it's from all of us. So, and that makes us one unity. So, b'chol ma'arvin, so I can be ma'arev, and Rashi learns, a ruvi chatzeru tchumin, whether it's a ruvi chatzeru tchumin, u'mishtafin is shitufei mavod, you're joining all the chatzerot in the mavod, similar to a ruvi chatzeru, but on a bigger scale, chutz min amayim ha'melach, I can't use water and salt to establish any one of those a ruvin. Anything with maser sheni, so maser sheni, I grow the crops. If it's too much for me to take through shlaim, so I convert it into money. And then when I get to your shlaim, I take the money, I buy food. I purchase the food items. So I can purchase any food item, but I can't purchase water or melach for it. He says, Hanodir min amazon mutar, b'mayim b'melach, is the way he corrects it on the side. If a person makes a neder, a vow, so it's going to come out that it's not from mazon, it's something which is amazing. If he takes a vow of anything as sustenance, so he's allowed to have water and salt and water. He says, Ma'arvin the Nazir b'yayin. Now, let's say the person's a Nazir and he wants to put a Ruvei Tchumin, he can use yayin, even though the Nazir. So the food has to be something that's permissible for me, but the Nazir, he could do yayin because it's permissible for other people. That works as well. Uli Yisrael b'truma. Yisrael can put truma down, even though Yisrael can't eat the truma, but there are other people who could eat the truma. That works. Sumchus Amir b'chulin. Sumcha says that Yisrael can't use truma. He has to use chulin. So Sumchus holds it has to be permissible for that person himself. Now, Sumchus agrees with the first halacha, Ma'ar of the Nazir B'yayin, because the Nazir could do Shel's Chacham and get released from his neder, and then the wine would be permissible for him. But the Yisrael, there's no way he could ever be permissible with Truma. He says, Ula Koin B'Veda Pras. Now, this is talking about, let's say I put the Erev down. So the Mishnah is saying, if he's a Koin, he could put the Erev down, or the Koin, the Erev could be placed in the Beta Pras. Beta Pras is a number of different Pshatim, but what the Pshat we're going to go with, there was a grave in a certain field, and it was plowed over. So the 100 Amot around the grave, I can't walk over there because of the Chashash, that there are bone fragments there. But Midin Torah, I could walk there because we usually would think that the plow would not go so deep as to, in other words, the person erroneously plowed over a grave. But the grave is usually buried deeper than where the plow goes. But as a chumro, we say you can't go within 100 amot of it. So a Kohen can't go there. But the Kohen's Erev could be placed there because the way if the Kohen would go and blow any fragments there, so there's a way for him theoretically to go to that location. So it's effective. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilum, Bein HaKvarot, or Bivet HaKvarot, Bnei on the top line on Techav Zayin Aleph, Bnei Shechol Lachotz, Vlelech Vlelechol. According to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he can even put the Erev Bein HaKvarot between the plots in the cemetery where the Kohen and Midin Torah is not allowed to go, but there is a way for him to go there. He can go with a sheet of table migdal. He goes like into an enclosed carriage, so there's a way for him to go there, so therefore it's a good Erev. Okay, whose question comes from something we did so far?
When you were talking about the fact that we're not as worried because it's so deep, the caver.
Right.
And then you say that maybe the Kohen can blow the fragments. Those two things do not seem to shtumais.
No. It means like this, that on a Din Torah, you're allowed to go in the Beta process. The Chachamim said on the Rabbanan level, it's Tama, you can't go there. But they said, if you go and you blow as you go, you can go. In other words, we're afraid like the bone fragments there, but if I'm blowing along, so the bone fragments are blown away and I'm fine.
So do the bone fragments would have to be visible for you to blow them away?
Right, you know? Right.
Can you?
Okay, remember, an etzem kisor is mitame b'magav amasa. In other words, the etzem kisor is only mitame if I come into physical contact with it. Okay, go ahead. What else do you want to say?
I know. Can you spell out a little bit more the scenario with the food at the Erev itself?
It's gonna hang out. We have a whole parak ahead, so be patient. Come every day, and you'll get all the information. Okay, okay. The idea is though the simple explanation. I take two meals worth of food. I put it in location, declare it my residence for Shabbos. Okay, all right. Let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "I'm Chav Zayin Amid Aleph," the top line. So Am Rabbi Yochanan in the Medim Naklalof Makom Shnei Bor Bechutz. The Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah says there's a klal, there's a rule, so I shouldn't try to learn from that klal, meaning I can't say it's a hard set klal. There could still be exceptions, even if the klal says this is true, except in case A. So even if the Mishnah says it's true, except in case A, it doesn't mean there's not case B, case C, or case D. So I have to be sort of sensitive to that. He says, so the Gemara says, "Midikama arpil ma'akom shenem boruchutz mechlad lav ha'chakoy." So he says, I can't learn from klalot even when it says chutz. So the Gemara takes it. He's not talking about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says chutz. He's talking about a case where it doesn't say chutz. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't rely on the klal, even if it would say chutz. So he's not talking about our Mishnah when he made this statement. So the Gemara says, "Mechlal." Where was he referring to? So the Gemara says Hatam Koi. He's referring to the Mishnah in Masechet Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, if it's a positive command controlled by time, so women are obligated, men are obligated, and women are exempt. If it's a positive command controlled by time, women are pturot, like shofar and sukkah, women are exempt. In lulav, b'shloah zman grama, but if it's not controlled by time, echad nashim chayavim. Both men, everybody's obligated. So that's the klal. That's the principle. So the Gemara says, uklalahu the chomasteishas man grama nashim peturot. Is that an ironclad rule that when it's a positive command controlled by time, the women are exempt? Is that an ironclad rule? He says, Reim, matzah, simcha v'hakel, we have three mitzvahs, matzah and leil pesach. It's a positive command controlled by time, but women are obligated in that mitzvah. Because Chazal of Drasha, he says, kol shein shno b'valto chol chameh, seshno b'chol mechol matzah. If you're included in the proscription, it's a hekesh. It says, lo tochal af chameh, shabayim tochal matzot, lechemoni. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So whoever's included in the prohibition against eating chametz is included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. And then simcha is v'samachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of simcha on Yantiv, and it was, you normally bring the korban simcha in time of the base of Mekdash, but it says atav ben chavitecha, your household, the wife. He says v'hakel. Hakel is once every 7 years, so they get to the base of Mekdash, and the Melech reads from portions of Sefer Devarim, and the pasuk specifically says that there are women who will attend there. So he says the mitzvah is among grama who ben hashim chayavot. So we see that even though the Tanan Mishnah said that if it's a positive command controlled by time, women are exempt, we see there are exceptions to that rule. And conversely, if chomasteishas is lower zman grama hashim chayavot, we said if it's a positive command not controlled by time, women are obligated. Hare Talmud Torah, but you have Talmud Torah, which is a positive command not controlled by time because Talmud Torah is constantly. He says, Piri Verivya, you know, and Talmud Torah because it says it's connected, I think, to Tefillin. It's linked to Tefillin. And then Piri Verivya, so there it says, you know, B'chiv Shua, and women are not considered B'nai Kibush, people who go in the army. U'Pidyon Ben, Tifta Tipade, because I'll teach us if a person is susceptible themselves to Pidyon, they do the Pidyon, otherwise not. So it's a positive command, not controlled by time, yet women are exempt. So the point is that we have exceptions to both rules. So we have the rule of it's positive command controlled by time, women are exempt. But we saw there are exceptions to that they're obligated. If it's a positive command not controlled by time, women are obligated. But we saw there are exceptions to that. So Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan in Lemedim Naklalot V'afil Makom Shnei Bor Bechutz. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the rule that we should follow is we cannot learn from a klal. When the Mishnah says a klal, you can't like take that as a hard and fast rule. You have to know all the different dinim, even if the Mishnah says, you know, this is true except in case A, but it could be there's case B and case C and case D. All right. All right. Whose question comes to the thing we did so far?
And Pidyon, if there's no husband around, is the woman not obligated?
I think the Mishnah says the Bezdin is obligated, but as a practical matter, the woman would
take care of it.
I mean, it says like this, like, look, the woman is technically not obligated in, I think in like even Tom, like in giving a bris milah to the son, in doing the Pidyon HaBen, and I think even like Talmud Torah, as a practical matter, if you're a single mother, of course you'd want to take care of those things. But I think technically it falls on the Bezdin to do it. Okay.
Let's go so when Tzipora did it for Gershom and what are Moshe's son's names?
Eliezer.
Right. She wasn't obligated to do it.
So over there, first of all, it's not clear that she did it, even though it says Vatakradar Lapina. So some of the Farshim say that she actually gave the knife to Moshe Rabbeinu and he did the bris milah. But even if I say, even if she did do it, she would not have been obligated. And don't forget, that's before Matan Torah as well, although they had the mitzvah bris milah at that point in time. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye v'itim Rabbi Yirmiyah afanan amitinita. Abaye is giving another example where we're going to apply Rabbi Yochanan's rule, which was that we don't follow the rule. He says, now this is a Mishnah from Masechet Zavim. Now, Zav is an avatuma, but he has his own unique... So first of all, he's got Tumas Mishkav. If he sits on something, everything becomes Tameh, which Zav is an avatuma. If he sits on something, that also becomes an avatuma. It doesn't go down. And even if there's like 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, they all become Tameh, Tameh, Tameh. And then there's also Elyon Oshel Zav. That which is on top of the Zav also becomes Tameh. So let's take a look. So... he says, that which is carried above the Zav, even though the Zav is not touching it, that becomes Tameh. Anything that the Zav is carried over it is Tahor, except for something which Mishkav is like lying and Moshav is sitting. So when he says Tahor, if the Zav actually touched the item, that would get Tuma. So he says, I don't know, they said Tahor, like from, to my way of thinking, it can't be totally Tahor. It would if he touched it, it would have to have some level of Tuma, unless he's not touching anything at all. He says, Baha Adam. And then if a person carries a Zav, he also becomes Tameh. So the Gemara says, Vatu Leka, is there nothing else that will give Tuma if it's not a Mishkav or Moshav? But Ika Merkav. Merkav is like that which you ride on. He says, Hi Merkav Hechidami. So what's the example of Merkav? Idiatibale Haina Moshav. If he's sitting on it, like a saddle, that's the same as Moshav. Ananhaki kamina, ika gaba de ukva. So he said it's the pommel, like the pommel is that little thing, that protuberance that sticks out, you hold on when you're riding a horse. So I assume, though, in this case, he's talking about where it's not attached to the saddle. That's why I assume that it's not attached to the saddle. I have the pommel there. So he says, Detanya ha'ukaf tamei Moshav. The ukaf is tamei Moshav, ha'tafus tamei Merkav. The tafus, that which he holds on to, which is the pommel, is tamei Merkav. So here, the Mishnah says that anything that the Zav is riding on top of is not tamei, unless it's a Mishkav Moshav, meaning unless it's something designated to be a seat. You know, but if it's something not designated to be a seat, so it doesn't get that level of tuma. But there's another exception. He says, except for that which is, the Mishnah said, except that which is Mishkav and Moshav. But there's another level, Tuma Merkav, that which you ride on, and that would be the pommel. So that would also have the Tuma from the Zav. So he's using it as an illustration that even though the Mishnah says it's true, except in A and B, but in C it's also true. But the Tana and the Mishnah didn't mention everything, and that's the cloud that Abaye said. Let me just do another four lines, and I'll pause. He says, Amar Avina v'Tamer of Nachman Afanan Amitanina. So he says we also learn in our Mishnah. This is the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak that we did at the beginning of today's daf. He says Bechol Ma'arvin Mishtafin Chutzman Amayim Melach, that you can do an a Ruvei Tchumin or a Ruvei tatzerot with anything, and shituvim avoot with anything, except for mayim and melech, except for water and salt. He says, betu leka, is there nothing else that's excluded from that? He says, va'ika kamenu patriot, we have mushrooms and truffles, you're also not allowed to do it with it. He says, ela shvamina, lemeinu min haklal, lefim lakom shenem b'ro chutz. So you see, you can't learn from the klal. Even if it says chutz, I can't learn an ironclad rule from that. Okay, time for questions, comments, and thoughts, anything you have. Everybody good? Everybody good?
So he's saying, despite the general statements, there are also some random things that
there are other exceptions.
You can't count on the statements, is what
right.
He's saying.
Right, right. 100% correct. All right. Now, there's a whole shtickl Torah, why exactly the Kamein and Petriot are not good. But let me go on. Let me finish the daf, and we'll see how we are at that point in time. Okay? All right. So... Okay, so I'm around 10 lines from the bottom on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, 27a, around 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, you with us, Ruth? Okay. Hakol nikach b'kesef ma'aser b'chulei. Now, ma'aser, he means ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is the first and second year and the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. So you have ma'aser sheni to bring to Yerushalayim. And if you're a farmer and I have my master sheni and it's too much for me to bring it all to Yerushalayim, so then I'm poded, I redeem it with money. Remember, and then I have to add a chomesh if I'm poded my own things, and it's really I think me labar, so it's really a quarter, and then I bring my bag of money to Yerushalayim, and then I take the money, I spend it on food items. Let's think about Hakomin Kapkes Ma'aser B'chulei. So in the Mishnah, I could buy with the Ma'aser Sheni any food item except for mayim and melech, except for water and salt, and we'll have to clarify from the Gemara. So we have Reb Lezer, but it should be Reb Lazer. Reb Lazer, Reb Yosef Baruch Hanina, Chad Matnia Eruv, Chad Matnia Ma'aser. One learned a brisa concerning Eruv, and one learned a brisa concerning Ma'aser. Chad Matnia Eruv, one learned concerning Eruv, Lo Shanu Elamayim Bifnei Atzmo Melech Bifnei Atzmo, Dein Ma'arvin, Elamayim Melech Ma'arvin. So one learned that when it comes to the Eruv Chatzerot, I can't make the Eruv Chatzerot with salt, I can't make the Eruv Chatzerot with water. But if I mix the water and the salt and I have a salt water solution, which some of you use for dipping, I could. That's a chashav food item. And I could use that for the Eruvei Tchumen, I should say. I could use it for the Eruvei Tchumen. And presumably the Eruvei Chatzeret as well. He says, V'chad ma'aniyah ma'aser. One learned this halacha concerning ma'aser. He says, Lo shanu l'mayim b'nei atzmo melech b'nei atzmo. The nichin. In other words, I can't purchase, I can't go to Yerushalayim and purchase, you know, Evian water or whatever. And I can't go to buy, you know, the diamond core salt. He says, Aval mayim melech nichin b'kesef ma'aser. But I could buy salt water with it. If it's mixed together, that's something that I could buy. So mantamatni a ma'aser. So the one who learns that it applies to ma'aser, that I could buy salt water. So he says, Kol shkena Arab. Certainly that would apply to the Arab. So if it passes muster, we'll come to see that it's a higher standard for Master Shani. So if it passes muster for Master Shani, certainly it passes muster for the Arab. He says, Uman Demania Arab, the one who learned that the exception applies to Eruv, aval amayser lo. But for Maiser, he would concede that I can't even buy the salt water with it. So my timer, why can I not buy the salt water with it? He says, Peira ba'inan. So we'll have to see what Peira means. But Peira, the Gemara is going to explain, means like the offspring of an animal or a plant that regenerates. The salt in the water doesn't regenerate by itself. So he holds that I can't, it's based on a ribui mi and ribui or a klal prado klal, that I can't spend the money on that. Okay, so now, so again, just to summarize, so we said in the Mishnah that I can't do an Eruv with salt or water, and I can't do can't buy Master Sheni with salt or water. But then we saw that there were opinions that hold that if it's a salt water solution, I could do the Eruv. And then we had an opinion that held that even if it's Ma'aser, I could buy a salt water solution with the money. Okay? Everybody good?
No. I still need a little bit help in conceptualizing what you mean by constructing an Eruv with salt and water. What does this mean?
Okay. You're listening? Listen. So remember that for a Ruve Tchumen, I have to set up my residence in a location. Remember we said that before? Ruth, unmute yourself, Ruth. Okay, unmute. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so I have to put food down to do that. Can I use salt and water as my food items? So the Mishnah says, no, I cannot use salt and water as my food items. All right? But we learned here that there's a brice that says that if I have a salt water solution, I could use that And the idea is the salt water solution is used like in a meal, like as a dip. And similarly, if I want to make a Ruvei Chatzerot, like we have here in Great Neck, I want to join everybody in Eruv, so I get a piece of food. We have a matzah we use. So, but I can use another food item. But I'm not allowed to use water, and I'm not allowed to use salt. But if I say that I could use the salt water solution. That's what we're saying in the Gemara. And then another opinion holds that I can even use it if I have maser sheni money. I have to buy food with it. I could buy a salt water solution with it, even though I can't buy water or salt by themselves. All right.
Thank you very much,
okay.
The maser sheni go to the levy?
No.
Maser sheni has nothing to do with the levy?
No. Maser Rishon goes to Levi.
Oh, so Maser Sheni is just so that it goes to Yerushalayim.
It means that you eat it. It's for you, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay?
It has to be. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, everybody mute. Let's go on. Now, all right. Now, the Gemara says, we're 5-6 lines from the bottom, Chav Zayin Mar Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ki at Rabbi Yitzchak Matni Amayser. When Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, he learned this exception by Maser. In other words, by Maser, I can take the money and buy the salt water solution with it. So he says, Meifei. So in this, we ask a shaila against him from the following brisa. The brisa says, Ha'id Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, the name of Lazar, shall be Rabbi Yulochin Tzir Bekes of Maiser. So he, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, like he gave testimony, means like it was a halacha psuka before Rabbi Lazar. He says, my father's house, they would buy fish brine with the Kesef of Maiser. So Amar lo, Shem lo shamate lo shakir beidagimu ravin behen. Maybe you only heard that halacha when there were pieces of the innards of the fish that were mixed in with that. He says, Vafilu Rabbi Hudaman Gadish lo kamar elabatsir, the shimna de perahi. In other words, even this most liberal opinion, which is Rabbi Hudaman Gadish, says I could use the fish brine, that's because the shimna de perahi. In other words, it's like the fat of the fish. The fish, you have something in the way of your screen. It's blocking my vision of you. It's a book. What is it? What do you got there? Oh, that's fine. Okay. All right. Now, so he says, Elabatsir de Shum de Perihi, of Amaimu Melachlo, but the salt water, not. So, in other words, so the question is here, Rabbi Yitzchak taught a brisa that I could take the Maser Sheni money and buy salt water with it. But in the brisa, we're learning not that way. In the brisa, we're learning that the only thing that was allowed is like fish brine, but not salt water. So Amar Rav Yosef, turn page on the top line of Chav Zayin Mud Beis. So Amar Rav Yosef, lo nisrucha el shenatan l'tochan shemen. He says the case that that Rabbi Yitzchak said you could buy the salt water with it, it meant it wasn't just salt water, there was oil in it as well. Then that's the case he was saying that you could purchase the salt water. So it's salt water with oil in it. He says, so Amar li Abaye, v'tepekle mishum shemen. So if that's the case, why doesn't he just say you could buy like shemen with it? What's he saying? Like you're buying the salt water with it. So he says, lo tzrich shenatan tamei mayim melach b'hav lo'a. Means that he redistributed the money. In other words, it means like this. Like, let's say he's got the salt water solution with the oil. The oil's worth $1 and the salt water's worth $9. So he says to the person, I'm going to pay you $10 for the oil. But really, in other words, like the $10 is covering the salt water. So then under those circumstances, that's a valid expenditure of his Maser Sheni money. But Havla, we've had this by Shabbos, you have Havla, right? So he says that, so the Gemara says, Uvavla Mishari, is that permissible? If I do it Bahavlov, in other words, I restructure the purchase price to reflect that all the money is going for the permissible item. It means that salt water is not permissible, but the oil is permissible. But if I'm buying this whole mixture, I could like redistribute, I'm paying, like really the whole solution is worth $10, but I'm paying $10 for the oil and nothing for the salt water. And then that's a valid expenditure of Maser Sheni money. That's what we think he's saying. So the Gemara says, Uvavla Mishari, is that true? Are you allowed to do Havla'a by Maser Sheni money? Right, by Shabbos we have it. Sometimes, right, of a person,
to get money for working on Shabbos, you say.
Right. You're working during the week and you're working on Shabbos. So you're getting paid for the work during the week and nothing for the work on Shabbos, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, Uvavla Mishari, are you allowed to do it in? Bahatani, we learned the brisa in Bagba Gomer, Babakar. It says you'll take the Maser Sheni money and spend it Babakar, Batsona Vayain of a Sheikhar, of a Holisha Tishalcha Nafshecha. You spend the money on cattle, sown a sheep, wine. Uvashechar is the new wine and the old wine. So babakar, lameshlochin bakar al gab oro. That teaches me that I can buy cattle together with its hide. So I'm not going to eat the hide, and then I don't say that I have to carve off, sell the hide, and then take that money and buy something edible with it, because I'm going to you know, adjust the purchase price that it's just for the food, not for the hide. He says, "Uvatzon lemeishlochin son al gav gizata," that I can purchase the sheep together with its wool, and I'm not going to say I have to sell the wool and buy food with it. I'm going to say that the purchase price went totally for the eating part of the sheep. "Uvayayin lemeishlochin yayin al gav kankano," I'll buy the wine together with its container. It's in a kli cheres and an earthenware vessel, so I won't say I have to sell the earthenware vessel and buy food with it. He says, "Uvashechar," and shechar is the older wine. "Lemeishlochin temed shehechmitz," right? Shechar is the older wine, right? Yeah. So he says, "Shechar," that teaches me the way Rashi learns that after the grapes are squeezed out, so I'm left with the pits. So I could take those pits and then I mix them with water. And then the water, after a number of days, will have a fermented taste to it. And that's called temed. That's called temed. So he says, "Lamesh lochin temed mishehechmitz." So once it ferments, so I'm going to pay for it. This is like an item that's being sold. So in essence, I'm only buying the water. I'm not paying them with the water. I can't pay for the water for Maaser Sheni, but I'm going to buy it. But the price will be adjusted for the pits and for the acidic taste that's in the water. He says, so Mela, that teaches me that I'm allowed to use the idea of Havla'a by Maaser Sheni. Each of these items is working with the idea of Havla'a, and I could do Havla'a by Maaser Sheni, and that was the way he was working with the salt water. That's the way that was working with that. So now, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mandam Tarik and Bibakar, Libidim and Bagbag, Mobil Mane, Abatri, the Bemasuta. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the one who would explain this Braisa, according to Ben Bagbag, I would carry his clothes after him to the bathhouse. So he says, "My tama kulusrich lebar mi babakar lo tzarech." He says, because all the terms are necessary, but the term babakar I think is superfluous. And the way Rashi learns, the drasha was from each term was unnecessary, because it says you'll buy becholisher tshalcha nafshach, whatever you want. What does it say, yayin? What does it say, bakar tzon yayin and shechar? And the way Tosfos learns is from the base of it. But either way, he says they're all unnecessary, and I have Nidrasha, but Babakar, they're all necessary to teach me a Kiddush, but Babakar is totally unnecessary. So my Tzrichei, so why are they all necessary? How does that work? So the Gemara says, the Ikatab Rahmana Babakar, if the Torah have only written Babakar, Habamina Bakar Hu Dimizdabin Al Gab Oro, Mishum Degufahu. I would have said that you could buy a cattle together with its hide, because that's part and part of the animal. So that I'm allowed to do. About so and Al Gab Gizatad, Lav Gufahu, Aimalo. But a sheep, the wool is not part of its body. I would say you can't do that. That's what I would have thought. He says, V'ikatab Rahmana Batzon, if the Torah would only write Batzon, Al-Gav Gizata Havamina Mishum Demechubarba. I would say you're allowed to do that because it's attached to the animal. He says, Aval Yayin Al-Gav Kankano Emelo. But Yayin, which is the new wine in its container, I would say, no, you can't. The money you spent for the container, you got to have to, resubmit that for food. V'ikatav Rahmana Bayayin, if told only Bayayin, Havamina Mishum Dahainu Nitirute. I would have said that's the way it's guarded. That's the way it's held, preserved. He says, Aval Temen Mishahechmitz. But the temed, which is like this watery solution with the grape seeds, he says, the kiua ba'almahu is just like acidic water, imalo. I would thought that you're not allowed to do. And what do you think? I could take the Maaser Sheni money and buy this acidic water? You can't do that. He says, katabakona shechar. Okay, so the Gemara says, it's lozu abzu. In other words, I have four terms, not only A, but B, not only B, but C, not only C, but D. So then he flips it over the other way. So why can't I just do D and then I'll learn C, B, and A? And now we're going to see the problem. V'ikatav Rachmana b'sheichar, if the Torah would have only written the term b'sheichar, havamina, my sheichar, devela ki'ilit deperahu. If it only said b'sheichar by itself, I'd say, you know what, b'sheichar, that didn't say anything else in context. There's no context to put it in. It's just as b'sheichar. I'd say, you know what sheichar means? Sheichar means like this ki'ilit fig, which was like intoxicating. So shekhar is something so intoxicating. So it's in, that's what I would say the fig. He says, aval yayin al gav kan kanoi malo. But the wine with this container, you're not allowed to buy it with the kes of maaser. Bikatab rachman al yayin al gav kan kano. And if he would say the wine with its container, dahinu nitirute, that's the way it's preserved. That's the way it's contained. About son al gav gizatay malo. But I would say the sheep with its wool not. Katab rachman at son that filo gav gizata. So the Torah writes son that even with the wool. So babakar lamali. Now, once I know that the Torah tells me that I could buy tzon with his wool, so certainly I could buy the bakar with his hide, right? Because if I could buy the tzon with the wool, the wool is not part of the body. I could certainly buy the and that's going to be the problem. So that's his problem. That's Rabbi Yochanan's problem. I have all these terms that are teaching me a chidushim, but I don't need the one babakar. That's his problem. So he said, somebody who's going to teach me what bakar is for, I'm going to carry his clothes after him to the bathhouse. Now, v'chitema, the Gemara entertains that maybe there's a way we can explain this out. V'chitema, ilo ketav rachmana babakar, if the Torah would not write babakar, havamina tzon al gav ora in al gav gizatalo, katav rachmana babakar la tuye oro, ayatir la tzon la tuye gizata. So he says, I would have thought that if it only says sheep, I would have thought the sheep is there to teach me the hide, not teach me the fleece, not teach me the wool. The sheep is there to teach me the hide, not with the wool. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, I wouldn't have thought that. And let me say it outside. The Gemara is going to say, if the Torah wanted to teach me hide and not fleece, it would teach me bakar, it wouldn't teach me sewn. If it's teaching me sewn, that's there to teach me the fleece, not to teach me about the hide. He says, Dim came the Torah on bakar, the middle yatra late sewn. If the Torah only means the fleece is not good, and you only want to hide, so teach me bakar. He says, Vikima the Kazakh when it's sewn, the filo gab gizatab bakar lamali. So once teaches me sewn, that I know even the fleece is good for Master Shani. So what do we need the bakar? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that I would carry his clothes to the base medrash, because that part we're not able to resolve so well. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll move on. So, and welcome back, Ruth. Okay, so first we said that I can't use salt or water for an Eruv. I can't buy salt or water with Master Shani. That's the first Yisod. Then we saw there was one opinion that quoted a Braisa that said that I could buy salt water with the Master Shani money, with the Master Shani money. And then Rabbi Yitzchak also taught that Braisa. And the Gemara seemed to say that when the Braisa says I could buy the salt water, it means salt water in which oil has been mixed, and I'm buying it Bahavla'a, where I'm redistributing the purchase price more towards the oil and not towards the salt water. That's the way we're going with that. Okay?
All right. So this whole business was to do with Havlah.
Right, correct.
The presence of Havlah, right?
Right, okay. Correct. Okay, let's see further. Now,
can I ask one more question about Master Shani?
Yeah, what's up?
Why is it called Master Shani? And I mean, Truma is called Truma. Maser is called Maser. Why isn't Maser Shani called something else?
Well,
third thing.
Well, it's in other words, there's one Maser goes to Levium, and right. One Maser eating in Yerushalayim. So one is called Maser Rishon, one's called Maser Shani. I don't know what more to say with that. I don't know.
But it's called Truma. It's not called Maser Rishon and making the other one Maser Shani goes to the Levi.
Maser means 10%. Truma is not 10%, right? Maser means the Din Torah is you have to take a tithe off of it.
What percent is Truma?
You know the answer to that question, right? So,
good.
On a Din Torah, Chita Chai Potera Decree, one wheat would
pack
the whole pile, but then on a Drabanan level, 140, 150 is 160th, right? All right. Okay, let's go back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, we're two lines above the wide lines on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, but my Kamiflagi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lazar, Bahani Tanoi, did the come on. Now, the Gemara takes it, that there's a machloket between, one second. Yeah, so In the Braisa we learned on Chavzayim and Aleph, so they held that fish is a valid item to buy with Maaser Sheni money. In other words, they said with the fish brine, with the pieces of fish, whatever. But the basic yisod is they both held that fish, I could use the Maaser Sheni money to buy fish. So now we're going to learn some Braises that hold that no, you can't buy fish. And then the Gemara will clarify a little differently. So the Gemara says, He says, what's the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Blazar, well, that you could buy fish with it, and these Tanaim? He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Blazar, Darshi, Rabbi Yemiute, Bani Tanai, Darshi, Klali, Uprate. So remember, we had before this, in the hermeneutic principles, means you'll have Ribui, Mute, and Ribui means an amplification, limitation, and amplification. And klal prata klal means a generalization, specification, generalization. So it's working with the same words in the Torah. The Torah says, you'll take the Maaser Sheni money, you buy a kol asher taveh nafshecha, whatever you want. That's a generalization, right? Whatever you want. Then it says, babakar vatzon v'yayin v'sheichar. You'll buy cattle, you'll buy sheep, you'll buy, you know, wine, you'll buy the new wine, the old wine. And then it says b'chol asher taveh nafshecha, whatever you want, and then it says b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha, whatever you desire. So you buy whatever you want, then these four specific items, and whatever you want. That's the like klal prata klal or ribui ben ribui. So I spoke in the past that if I use ribui mi and ribui, much more it gets included. If I use klal prata klal, less gets included, more it gets excluded. All right. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. So he says, the second white line, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Blazer, Darshi, Ribui Mute. They're using Ribui Mute. I'm gonna include much more in the set of items that I can purchase with Maaser Sheni. You'll use the money with anything you desire. That's a ribui. That's a limitation. Riba mir riba riba hakol. So everything is included. He says, my rabbi kol mile. So everything in my miate. So what's excluded? I can buy everything under the sun. So what's excluded? So Reb Lazar miate seer. According to Reb Lazar, seer, fish brine is not, I can't buy fish brine with it. Rudim gadish miate mayim melech. Rudim gadish, I'm not allowed to buy water and salt with it. Water and salt, I can't buy with it. Now, if I can't buy the fish brine, I certainly can't buy the water and salt. They both hold I can't buy the salt water. One holds I also can't buy fish brine. Now, Bahani Tanai Darshi Klali Prate. Now, these other Tanayim, they learn Klal Prat, and they learn more, I guess, excluded. He says, Tanya, we learn the Braisa, but Tzakes B'chol Shedem Abshechah B'a Klal, B'a Kar B'tzon Abiyah B'shechah Prat, B'chol Shechah Shechah Chazar B'a Klal, Klal Prat Klal Zanakina Prat, and we're five lines from the bottom on Chavzayin Mabez, welcome, Livia, and Aaron Gershon. Maha Prat Meforish Pre-Mipri V'Giduli Karka, just like the Prat is Pre-Mipri. Pre-Mipri means it's either animal or plant. Animals procreate, that's pre-mipri, and plants also procreate pre-mipri. I've called pre-mipri because of the karka. Vitani idach mahaprat meforish vlad vladot haaretz. I've called vlad vladot haaretz. Now, a different price, it says, that's an offspring from a terrestrial being. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between those latter two brises? So amrabai dagim ika binayu. So the nafkamina between those two brises would be, can I buy fish with the kesa from Maaser Sheni? Lamantamar pre-mipri gidulei karka, hani dagim gidulei karka ninu. The one who says that it has to be pre-mipri means like something that reproduces, so fish reproduces, and gidulei karka, the way Gemara understands it, normally gidulei karka means it grows from the ground. Here, gidulei karka means it gets sustenance from the ground. The Gemara takes it that fish nash on the things that grow in the pond or whatever. Lamantamar vlad vlad of aretz, but the opinion says it has to be a vlad from vlad of aretz, an offspring from things that grow on the ground. Dakimi maya ivru. So the fish in the Maaseh Bereishis were created from the water. Okay, so we think now that we have a machloket, because the earlier Tanaim held that you could use the kesef Maaser Sheni money to buy fish. And here we have at least one brice that holds I can't use the money to buy fish. That's the machloket. So, and certainly I can't use it to buy salt water, but But even fish, I can't buy with it. So the Gemara says, "Umiyamar by dagim gidulei karka." And did Abai really say that we view fish as gidulei karka, things that get sustenance from the ground? V'ha'amar Abaye on the top line of Chavchet Amar Aleph, Achal putita loka arba. If a person eats this aquatic creature known as a putita, he gets 4 malkot. In other words, he ate a whole birya. In other words, even though it's like less than a size of a kazayas, but if he ate a whole creature, your chayiv, and there are 4 lavim in the Torah, it's not a kosher creature. Namal lo kechamesh. If he eats an ant, he gets 5 malkot. Tzira hornet lo keshesh. So if we would view like aquatic creatures as getting gidulei karka, also getting sustenance from that which grows on the ground, so the putit should be 5 malkot because there's a lav from sheretz hasheretz la'aretz, that which swarms on the face of the earth. So the Gemara revises understanding. Elamar avina ofot ikbenai. So the Gemara says that the point of dispute in those brises, and those brises really hold, you could buy fish with the master sheni money. But the point of dispute is whether you could buy ofot, birds with it. Laman damar, prima priva giduli karka, haninami giduli karka, and birds are fine. Laman damar vlad vlad aretz, hani ofot min rakak nivru, that the birds were created from the marsh, so the birds not good. Okay, now, that's pretty much with the daf today. So let me talk about mushrooms for a minute, and then that'll be it. let me see everybody. I like seeing people. I don't like black screens with names on it. Oh, good to see you, Sal. Aaron Gershon, I'd love it if you made an appearance. And Livia as well. All right. Now, so we said that you can't create. Thank you. Nice to see you, Aaron Gershon. Livia, your last holdout, Livia. We'd love to see you, Livia. So, so we said, if I'm creating a Ruve Tchumen, I can't use mushrooms to create a Ruve Tchumen. Mushrooms don't cut it. So why don't mushrooms cut it? So he says several explanations. Tosfos explains mushrooms are unfit for an Eruv because it cannot be eaten raw, and Eruv must be edible. Tosfos says that mushrooms I can't eat raw. I'm sorry that Aaron Moshe is not here today. He's in the mushroom business. The Vilna Gaon rejects this explanation. He notes the Gemara below on Chavchet and Chavted lists other foods such as beets, wheat, and barley, which may not be used for an Eruv in their raw state because they're not edible unless they're cooked. Why then, asks the Vilna Gaon, does the Gemara specify only raw mushrooms being unfit for the Eruv? So idea number one, it can't be eaten raw, but the Vilna Gaon seems to say that that doesn't cut it. The Rambam explains that even cooked mushrooms may not be used for an Eruv because they're technically edible, they're very unhealthy, and therefore they're not considered meaty demazon, a nourishing food. He says, the Vilna Gaon rejects this explanation as well. The Gemara Bracha says that you see the Bracha Shekol Nidvaro on mushrooms, so it's considered ordinary ochel, not that it's so. So he says, moreover, the Gemara in Bracha on Mem Zayin indicates that Shmuel considered mushrooms a delicacy. He says, "Ilu mightily or delia leave goes alayla abba or delia like mushrooms and truffles." So that doesn't cut it. The Rashba explains that Erev must consider food commonly served as part of the meal, either the main course or a side dish. Since mushrooms, even if cooked, are seldom served as part of one's main meal, they may not be used for an Erev. That's the way the Rashba wants to say it. Vilna Gaon disagrees with this explanation as well. He maintains that since cooked mushrooms are an edible food, they may be used for an Erev. The Vilna Gaon explains that when the Gemara says mushrooms are an exception to the Mishnah's rule, the Gemara is referring to the halach of Master Sheni, which is the second halach of the Mishnah, not to Eruv, because the Gemara goes to the opinion that mushrooms are valid for an Eruv. So according to the Gra, I'm allowed to use mushrooms for my Eruv Yitzchumen. He says, the Vilna Gaon cites a brayis in Torah's Kohanim, which says the mushrooms may not be purchased with Master Sheni money. So the Gaon wants to say that when the Gemara says that mushrooms you know, can't be used for an Eruv, it means for the Eruv, when I can't use mushrooms, it means for Master Sheni, but I could use mushrooms for an Eruv. All right, I think that's it for today. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, let me end the recording.